President Putin is personally taking the lead in tackling the crisis facing Russia's fishing industry. On Friday, he met officials in the port of Astrakhan. Illegal fishing in Russia's waters is one of the most serious problems facing the industry, says the president.
Why do we need this economic zone then? We've announced that these waters are our economic zone. Is it ours? Or whose is it? We don't have any mechanisms of accountability and control over the fishing volume there or the export of our fish. This export doesn't go through any customs procedures. We don't have any international agreements with the majority of countries who are consumers of our fish. There's no legal mechanisms for the monitoring of fishing vessels in this zone. The fishing business in our economic zone is a source for a great number of illegal financial operations, and the government shall do its best to impose order in this zone.
The president visited Russia's sturgeon breeding fishery to inspect new technologies. The center plays a major role in the fight against the shrinking sturgeon population in the Caspian Sea. Over the last 13 years, it has bred over 120 tons of fish, which were released into the sea. Illegal caviar farming is blamed for the decreasing fish stock. Russia's Interior Ministry says a recent crackdown has seen 100 kilos of poached caviar seized in Moscow alone. Andrei Pachenkin now reports.
Black caviar or black gold. Just 100 grams on the international market will cost you $800. In Russia, the source of much of the world's caviar, the same amount would set you back only 200. But further price increases are expected as sturgeon products are becoming more and more limited on the domestic market. In the last 4 years, the Russian authorities have not allowed any industrial sturgeon fishing. Therefore, the only caviar allowed for sale should have come from confiscated stock. However, the Agriculture Ministry believes that as much as 90% of the available caviar is from poachers with false documents. In an attempt to eliminate this illegal trade, new regulations brought in August mean that all confiscated sturgeon products should be destroyed and not sold on. With the month of August not yet finished, the authorities have already seized over $2 million worth of illegal black caviar from Moscow supermarkets alone. The intent of the legislation is to remove the major economic incentives for poaching in the Caspian and Azov Seas, where most of the world's caviar originates. Only farmed fishing of sturgeon in those areas is currently permitted, and several breeding plants are working to restore the population. Around 46% of Sevruga, 60% of Osetra, and 99% of beluga sturgeon in the Caspian have been bred in fisheries. The plants also provide the only legal caviar. Only stock that isn't suitable for breeding is sold for human consumption. However, the number of industrially reared fish has been not enough to repair the damage caused by poaching, and specialists are cautious about whether the new regulations will be effective. Andrei Pichonkin, Russia Today.